Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yes. Hi, Kara. My name is Carol Jackson. I have three debits on my checking account from you guys, and I'd like to know what it is for.
Okay. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
21863.
And you did state that it's 21863?
Correct.
1 second, ma'am. Okay. I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify your shipping address?
2106 Five Bridges Road, Snow Hill, Maryland, 21863.
Yes, ma'am. I see that they have you here previously. Do you recall perhaps signing up, completing a survey, entering the sweepstakes contest for various items such as an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum, etc.?
No.
You state that you do not recall completing a survey?
You know, I started that, but never finished it, as far as I know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, in order to be billed, a completion of the survey would have had to be made.
So what's the deal with it?
Yes, ma'am. So results in signing up, entering the sweepstakes, they have you as well. It informs customers in the terms that you would be subscribed to the diet program that helps sponsor the survey as well.
And I get what from this?
It's the meal planning app. The app basically helps you focus on boosting your energy and cutting you off sugar and carb cravings. It will be listed into your email the same day that the survey was completed.
Yeah, I don't remember signing up for anything like that. I'm not interested in that, and I don't need to lose weight.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to stay and try the app, that could reduce the monthly fee to $20 off.
No, thank you. I don't want any of this. I mean, I exercise, I eat right, I'm not overweight. I really don't need it, any of it. And didn't know I signed up for it.
Okay. Well, I do apologize if the terms went unnoticed to your knowledge. At this moment, I am able to go ahead and get this subscription canceled, as I understand that you're not further interested.
That's correct. And this fee is how often?
I'm sorry?
I said, so this $49.89 that you're hitting my account with, how often is this supposed to hit?
It's a monthly subscription.
Oh, okay. Well, it hit my account on February 7th. It hit my account on February 10th, 3 days later.
Okay.
And it also hit January 8th.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I understand the two recent transactions for the 8th and the 7th of February and January. Did you perhaps enter again for a sweepstakes?
No. That was yesterday, I think, or today. I would remember that for sure.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, at this moment, I'm able to go ahead and get this subscription canceled. As it is a monthly subscription, I wouldn't be too sure why they billed you twice in the same month. So in that recent transaction, I'm able to issue a full credit.
For what? A full credit?
The recent
of
transaction.
What about the two before that?
As the information here is valid and it informs you in the terms, I'm able to assist you with your recent transaction due to it being an error.
So I'm going to have to dispute this through my bank. Is that correct?
Well, as the information that we have here is valid, it would just post the account as a chargeback. So you can hold one moment while I see what I can get further situated for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so at this moment, I was advised that a credit of the previous transactions of $49.89 could go ahead and be issued as well for January and February, or the first
That would be
transaction for
wonderful.
February.
I appreciate it.
One moment while I have this situated, and I'll be right with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so the subscription has been discontinued and those refunds have been issued, and it'll take about 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account.
Okay, and that is for all three, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I will be looking for that.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.